Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1312, 7 Key Financial Considerations You Need to Make as an Entrepreneur, by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. And hey there, I am Dan, I'm your host, and I'm with you every single day helping you to improve your work life and your productivity. So for now, let's get right to our post for this Saturday as we hear from Courtney Luke and optimize your life. 7 Key Financial Considerations You Need to Make as an Entrepreneur, by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. Entrepreneurs are always on the lookout for new opportunities. But before you jump in, you need to consider what you're going to do with your money and how you will manage it. It's important for entrepreneurs to be financially savvy because most businesses fail within the first year. And if they don't have a plan on how they will make money, they might not last long either. Setting up your business properly from the start is a must. This includes setting up a company bank account and tax status as soon as possible. In addition, it is crucial for companies to have a plan for their finances before they start. To make sure they are on track, it is recommended that they create a financial plan with their personal and business goals and startup costs. Let's take a look at some of the things you might want to focus on to do this. 1. The importance of planning and budgeting before starting your business. Business planning is an essential part of any business, whether it's a startup or already established. It is the process of creating a detailed plan for your business and its goals. Planning and budgeting before starting your business will help you avoid unnecessary financial risk. It also enables you to decide what type of business to start and how much time, money, effort, and resources you'll need to get it up and running. This will often begin with you focusing on your personal finances. 2. Taking care of your personal finances before becoming an entrepreneur. It is not easy to be an entrepreneur. You need a lot of startup funds, time, and dedication. One of the things that can help you get started on your business is to have a good personal financial plan. Personal finance is not just about money management, but also about knowing your goals and managing your money well. So for starters, you might want to take a look at your current situation, spending analysis, and budget. Are there improvements you need to make? Maybe you need to cut down your expenses or speak to that car accident lawyer to get the settlement. By taking care of your personal finances before becoming an entrepreneur, you'll be in the best possible position to get started. 3. Choosing the right business structure for your startup or small business. There are many options for small businesses to choose from when it comes to their business structure. The most popular business structures are often a sole trader or self-employed and setting up a limited company. So you'll need to be thinking about how you operate and what sort of structure will be the best for you to begin with. 4. The key financial considerations you need to make for your business. Financial goals are not just for the business owner. It is vital to have a goal that you can work towards to know what to expect from your business and what you can do to make it better. For example, maybe you want to live a certain lifestyle and want your company to support it. Then you need to put these goals in place. This is why the key financial considerations you need to make for your business will be centered around that. From the capital you need to the way you spend and even how you set your pricing, you'll need to get this all in place so that you know you'll be able to achieve your goals. 5. Why you need to save money in your business from the beginning. The first step to starting a business is to ensure you have money saved for the startup. The best way to do this is by creating a startup budget plan. The most important thing in your business is your time and effort. Therefore, you need to make sure that you are not spending too much time on tasks that are not important, and instead focus on what matters the most, generating ideas, building relationships with clients, making connections with other startups, and so on. Startup budgeting plans can help you save time and money by giving you an idea of how much money you need on hand for each month to start your business. 6. How to give yourself a better chance of success by hiring experts. One of the ways to help your business prosper financially is for you to hire the right people. There are many reasons you should hire experts, including that they can help you grow your business. Experts can help you focus on what matters most and deliver quality results faster. They also have the potential to improve your ROI, which is why they are an excellent investment for any business. When it comes to hiring experts, it's crucial that you find someone who has experience in your industry and can get you results. So whether you need a sales expert, a corporate mindset coach, a financial advisor, or an assistant, you want to figure this out first and start reaching out. And 7, the benefits of building a strategic marketing plan for your business. To help you reach your goals, putting a concrete marketing plan in place can help. Without a strategic marketing plan, your business could struggle to grow and succeed. A plan is crucial for any company that wants to succeed in the long run. It will help you develop a clear understanding of what you need to do to achieve your goals and what changes need to be made if things aren't working out. The first step in creating an effective marketing strategy is understanding your current market and customer base. With this information, you can identify where you currently stand and what steps need to be taken to improve upon it. The importance of approaching your business finances right from the start. In conclusion, it's essential to approach your business finances right from the start. If you do not have a plan for your finances and how to handle them, you will be in trouble. Having a clear plan, focusing on the right things, and working with the right people can help you get to where you really want to be. You just listened to the post titled 7 Key Financial Considerations You Need to Make as an Entrepreneur by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And a big thank you to Courtney, whose site, Arrest Your Debt, is a wide-ranging personal finance website, but it does have a specific focus, and that is on helping first responders and people struggling with debt. She founded the site with her husband, Ryan, and they've made it their mission to help people get out of debt and start building wealth on any income. Since 2009, when they started their journey toward financial literacy, they've been featured on MarketWatch, Forbes, Fox Business, Experian, MSN, Ladders, and USA Today. And you can come by ArrestYourDebt.com to learn a whole lot more. And we thank Courtney very much for letting us share her work. So that is it for another edition of Optimal Work Daily. Hope you are having a great weekend out there. And I'll, of course, be back again with you tomorrow. And that's where your optimal life awaits.